Welcome back. This is episode 5 of Coffee Chats, and today we are here with
Mr. Siegel.
Please introduce yourself, your name, position.
Yeah, so I'm Mr. Siegel, and I teach a couple science classes here at CCA, both biology and AP environmental science, and I'm also the boys lacrosse coach.
Oh, that's so cool. What's it like teaching lacrosse?
Yeah, so coaching is super fun. It allows me to kind of pass along both my knowledge and my passion for the game that actually started here, because I didn't play lacrosse until I started becoming, you know, a ninth grader here. And I just love sports in general, but I love lacrosse and teaching life lessons through lacrosse, and then also just having the kids enjoy being together, working as a team, and just bettering their skills.
What got you into teaching,
like what made you come back to CC as a teacher?
So the first thing that kind of led me to teaching was a combination of things. Right after college, I was coaching here, and I was coaching with Mr. Shakiri, who was my lacrosse coach in high school, and he was my chemistry teacher. And so between him, my mom, who was a teacher before I was born, my wife, who's actually a teacher, who was my girlfriend at the time, she was going through her master's program to become a teacher. Between those three people and not really knowing exactly what I wanted to do, and I loved coaching, Shakiri and those others kind of suggested, hey, like, sub, see if you like being in the classroom, see if you kind of like that that setting. And I did, and then next thing I know, I kind of followed my wife to USD to get my master's and became a teacher.
What made you want to teach science in particular? This is also our first time on the podcast featuring a science teacher.
Okay, yeah. So, science department's pretty great. Like I said, Mr. Shakiri has been here for a while, and he's, he's impacted a lot of students, including myself. But what really made me want to teach science was, I guess, like the applied, the application of it. I mean, that's what I found most fulfilling or fun about teaching environmental science, is the application of what you're learning outside the classroom. Cause I grew up, I think what makes me relate to students, and I would qualify myself as like a quote unquote good teacher, is the fact that I wasn't a great student. It wasn't my number one priority in high school. There were, there's a ton of other things going on. Yeah. It really wasn't even my number one priority when I went to college. Again, there's just a lot of distractions, and I never found myself totally applying myself to school. But I understand that, that one isn't everyone's jam. You guys got a ton of other stuff going on. So my one class isn't your most important part of your day, but technically your class is my most important part of the day. I'm putting a lot of effort into that hour and a half plus whatever homework you have, but that's just like a fraction of what you guys got going on, right? Because mm-hmm. you got three other classes plus extracurriculars. So anyway, I don't know where I was going with that, but what I wanted to teach science. So it's just applicable, and I'm trying to make that, make it fun, make it so that your time in my class is enjoyable, and make your time in class mean something. And I think that's where I was going, is sometimes you sit in class and you're like, what are we even learning? When am I ever going to use this? And that does happen in my class, but the more I can avoid that, the better.
What's your favorite class to teach? I know you teach bio.
And yeah. I mean, right now I guess I'm partial to APES because it's new to me. I mean, this is my fourth semester teaching it. Bio, I've done since day one, which was 5 years ago. So APES is just new. I love the idea that, tinkering with certain assignments, finding better assignments the next semester. Sometimes I'll do something second period, and then I'll just scrap it, and I'll do something new third and fourth. So it's fun to tinker, and so bio feels a little bit more set in stone, even though there's definitely ways to improve it. But when I have a full class load of just APES, it's I can put all my effort into really fine tuning it, and finding kind of the best assignments or the best ways to present material.
Do you think you'll ever teach AP Bio in the future?
Yeah, so I mean, that's the great thing, and that's kind of what I discovered kind of incidentally, you know, you get hired as a teacher, and I tell this to almost everyone that asks me about how the teaching career, teaching profession is. You get hired as a teacher, and it's pretty rough, like, that first 2 years. Like, you know, you don't really perceive it as a student, but, like, there's just a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, and mastering the material, finding, again, the best way to present that material that makes it engaging and understandable. Because you can sit up there and lecture, but, like, one, that's not engaging, and two, who knows what, you know, the kids are retaining. So you want to make it entertaining, engaging, and memorable. So you do that the first couple of years. And then once I was lucky. I had pretty much just bio. So I really got to, like, really hone that in. But a couple of years in, I was like, all right, I got that honed in. Like, I'm looking at, like, 30 plus years of doing this, you know? So it's like, uh-oh. Like, you know, because one thing that teachers say, you know, and or people that are on the brink of, like, teetering between, do I want to become a teacher or do I want to stay in teaching? They look at it and they're like, oh, man, like, there's not a lot of upward mobility, which I think if you talk to other professions, there's a lot of upward mobility. Again, I've actually never had another job, but I just hear that from other people. So there's not, again, you could become a principal, you could become whatever, but then you're outside the classroom, and I would never want to do that. So a couple years in, I get a new class, APES, and that's kind of just presented to me, like, hey, this is an opportunity. And I was like, I'll take it. Like, I pretty much just say yes to anything. So, just cause, like, you know, it's a new challenge. So anyway, I'm so, like, forgetting what you asked, but, the idea behind it is that, you asked about AP Bio. The idea is that, like, I'm open to literally teaching any class. Like, APES was never on my radar. I didn't take it as a student. At this point, like, I would teach chemistry, I would teach physics, I would teach AP Bio. The class I really want to teach is a Nat Phys, because that's what I majored in. But Edingfield does obviously a great job with that. It's a growing program, so if it continues to grow, you know, maybe we need a second teacher or whatever. But I would teach literally anything. Like, it's just, I just like teaching, and honestly, introducing myself to a new material just in like, you know, makes me more excited. So, like, yeah, I don't really want to get set in a way. I kind of want to, like, keep diversifying and meeting, like, a new challenge of teaching a different subject. Because honestly, now I know things about bio and I know things about apes that I never knew before, because I had to study it pretty hard to be able to present it. So I'm interested to learn, like, literally anything. So
yeah, I was gonna, like, touch on that earlier, but, like, you already addressed it. But if you could teach any, like, class in another department, what would it be?
Oh, another department?
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, see, I just don't, like. That's tough. I mean, another department, like. The first thing that came to mind was actually sociology. I took that from Lockhart when I was a student, and I actually, like, fell into it because I dropped a class my freshman year, and that was the only class available, or maybe not the only, but it was one of the ones that was interesting. And so I was a freshman taking that with, like, mostly juniors and seniors. It's mostly an upperclassman class. And I remember it being pretty eye-opening, mainly because I had, like, juniors and seniors discussing things that, like, I just hadn't really thought of yet. And also it's exposure to cultures, to ideas that I really hadn't thought of yet. So I would say sociology, psychology. I was a minor in psych, so that would be interesting. I let you know, the brain is pretty interesting in the way it, you know, and then human interaction. So that's sociology. So those are the two kind of that I think I would say.
Yeah, and I think your point about, like, how you want to, like, you're open to, like, expanding, like, what you teach, and, like, because it's, like, you gain a lot of knowledge from it. I think that applies to a lot of the students here as well. I think there's a reason why, like, a lot of people, I guess, load up on the class load that they do. And I don't want to speak for everyone here, but I do think, like, I think after I had the opportunity to talk to, like, other high schools from, like, literally around like around the US, because of, like, you know, it's like Washington 29, like those group chats, right? And, like, there are people from, like, the Midwest, like the Deep South, and, like, a lot of high schools don't have as much like classes as CCA, like, offers. Like, some high schools don't even offer AP classes, and, like, you know, we just have, like, a lot of things, a lot of opportunities laid out for students. And I think it's, like, I feel really fortunate for the opportunity.
Yeah. And it's, I think sometimes it might be a little overwhelming because you're like, oh my God, I want to take all these great classes. Yeah. And then you sign up for them all and you're like, oh my God, I'm drowning a little bit. But it's yeah, I just did info night for the eighth graders. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the main things the teachers say, the parents say, because I'm presenting on just science, you know, science classes. And they're like, oh my God, there's so many classes. How do you fit them all in? I'm like, well, maybe you don't fit them all, but you know, like you kind of got to pick and choose, and it's hard. Like, again, I didn't even take apes as a student, but I wish I did. Like, I wish I was exposed to that. Who knows? Maybe I would have majored in something like that. It's just really interesting to me. But anyway, so, yeah, you just want to – you have that great opportunity, and then you just got to kind of pick and choose.
So what advice do you have for students as someone who was once a CTA student?
Yeah. This one's a tough one. I get asked this a lot. You know, I think just advice in general, you know, as an alumni, but also just, you know – I don't know, just people ask me. It's tough because, like, one of the reasons I love teaching here is because I loved high school, but I almost love it more, like, thinking back on it because my group of friends were so tight, and, like, it wasn't like we were doing anything, like, super crazy with just being together, you know? And so, but then when you get to adulthood, like, your frequency of seeing those people sometimes decrease because like you guys come to school, you're seeing your friends every single day. You know, I don't always I see my friends probably on the weekend, that's it. So I would say, you know, it's a stupid kind of saying, but like the stop the smell of the roses kind of thing, and just like appreciate where you are in this moment, because like sometimes high schoolers are always like, oh, we're looking for college, and then you're in college, you're looking for a job, you know, you're always like looking for that next thing. But then once you get to that post grad, you know, and now you're like, okay, I got that job, I don't know, like this, the times that you spend like literally just like every day with your friends, you don't get that again. So that's the kind of thing I would say is like, it's kind of stupid, but like this be like appreciative of the moment.
Yeah. I think that's also why I try to like sort of involve myself in a lot of senior activities, because I know it's like, I won't like get the experience of being a high school senior again. I also want to get, this is like a bit random, but I want to get like a digicam. And I want to, like, be able to take pictures and videos at, like, those, like, special events. Like, Formal's tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and, like, I think, if like, with the digicam, it just looks more nostalgic. And it just has, like, sort of, like, the emotional quality to it. And, like, what are some of your favorite high school memories, like, at CCA?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, like, the day-to-day is, like, what I kind of remember the most, just because, like, I mean, my group of friends were, like, pretty dumb. Like, we were just, we would do, we wouldn't do anything, like, substantial. It was just like the day-to-day like jokes and day-to-day like just being together. But let's see, what do I remember most? I mean I remember lacrosse, like, you know, we didn't have any like big, you know, championship type wins, but like I look back on practices and that was pretty fun. Let's see, I mean, one of the first memories that come to mind is one of my teammates asking his girlfriend to formal or probably prom at that point, because boys usually ask girls to prom, and he like got in front of everybody in the front of the quad and sang a song to everybody, and like it was a big deal like on the team, and also just like at school everyone was talking about it. So he like he sang, I can't even remember, I have the video still, but he sang the song anyway, he sang a song on stage in front of everybody, and the girl came down, and they were like a very cute couple. So like, aww, that one's a pretty good memory.
Did she say yes?
Yeah. Oh. They were boyfriend girlfriend, so like they you know, it wasn't like a surprise or anything, but that was a pretty good memory. Let's see. Yeah, I'd say like that one's the guy, I guess, the one that pops in my head first. But graduation was great. My one of my best friends who was in my wedding and I'll be going to his is he got hypnotized at senior, what do you call it, senior night, it's like after graduation. Grad night. They used to bring a hypnotist, I don't know if they do that anymore.
That's so cool.
But he got hypnotized, and it was hilarious. Like, he's already a funny guy, but like when he was hypnotized, he was just like a total mess, and it was hilarious. So that was pretty fun too.
Loki, I didn't think like hypnosis was real.
I didn't either. I mean, he doesn't really have much of a memory of it, but it's I guess it's real, you know, you have to like buy into it.
That's
but
crazy.
I've never done it, but So
wait, they should like bring
me a bag.
They should bring it back. I want to see some people.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a. I think it's a pretty common thing to do at a grad night thing. So maybe you guys. I don't know if it's too late this year, but you guys can try talk to ASB.
Maybe. Oh yeah. Oh, speaking of senior, do you have a particular senior'd out story?
yeah. My senior out was pretty eventful. Unfortunately for me, I didn't end up winning, but I had a pretty good chance at it. And my buddy and I were gonna. Well, I had my friend, actually the same friend that got hypnotized. So, but I had my friend, and he had a bunch. At the time, we used to. The winner used to have the most tags, but it wasn't squirting a bottle, and there wasn't even like there wasn't the floaty. It was actually just if you were with someone, then you were safe.
Oh,
and that's all I remember from it. And I don't remember any rules. Like, I don't remember carrying around vegetables. I don't remember like any of the crazy stuff you guys have to do. Yeah, exactly. You got your carrot. That's so like, I think that's just new stages of the game. But, and we didn't spray each other. Again, you just had to like tag each other. So I had my buddy, and again, you were counting how many tags you've gotten. So he had a bunch. And I had some in order to get to him. So it was later in the game, and then the person who had me, I didn't know her, but my she evidently knew the kid I used to drive to school, and the kid I used to drive to school told her that I had a key that I used to hide in my gas tank. So there's like a little magnet thing. So anyway, I go to my car to get my lacrosse stuff out of my car. This is after third period. I had a free fourth, and she's hiding in my back seat. And so she claims again. We actually went to the ASB. It wasn't court minute at the time. We went to the ASB teacher, and I claimed she didn't tag me. She claimed she did, but she like was hiding in my back seat, and I didn't know it. And she said she tags me, and then so that's how it ended. Is they sided with her, and I was out. So, she was. Hiding in my back seat, so you got to watch out for, I guess, everywhere. And my buddy, who I used to drive to school, he was claimed to be my best friend. You know, sold me out a little bit. Hopefully, he got something out of it. I don't know, but anyway, that's
any betrayal.
Yeah. Any strat tips?
Do you have any tips?
I mean, the first thing that came to mind is you put some teachers in some awkward spots when you keep when they ask for like schedules and stuff. So, I mean, I understand, like, you know, I understand why people do it, but the game has changed so much that like now you guys are like hunting down each other's houses. You have to like, I guess, ask for permission from the parents. Like, it's a totally different game. But yeah, I mean, knowing their schedule. I mean, gosh, people used to like hide out on the stairs, right, until the bell rings and then show up late. I don't know. It's like you guys have taken this thing to like a whole nother level, but. I don't know. It's a whole different game. I don't really have any strategy anymore.
I really hope that I like get far. I don't think I'll win, unfortunately. I don't have that dog in me. But I have my vegetable. Hopefully I get to tag my target today. Because if I don't, then I'm like I'm cooked for the next week. Because I'm not protected at all, and I don't know who has me. So. Yeah. Yeah, but so
there's been a lot like on the team at practices. There's been already like sharing of information. People like creating note apps and like just having tons of information.
That's
like
crazy.
I don't know if they're like selling this information or what, but like people are just compiling information in order to like, you know, have a leg up on other people. But it's pretty intense.
It's just like pro stalking.
Yeah. No, it really is. Yeah.
That's why I decided not to play, actually.
Oh wait, I'm happy that they added the rule of like you can't tag people while they're like working.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I work, right? And I work I work in the village, like near school. Mm-hmm. So like if that rule didn't exist, I would be at a really tough spot. Cause it's also like really obvious that I work there if you ask like literally anyone who knows me. So like, and same with Zoe. Like,
a lot of people know where I work, and I'm like scared of people like just like wait outside, just like waiting for me to get in or like out for hours, or just like I know that like you can't spray them at work, but I was always scared like people would spray me in the face, like in the window.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't happen, but still, it's like kind of unnerving.
they didn't make that rule, it probably would happen.
Yeah.
And I don't think managers or, you know, owners don't want their, like, you know, high schoolers running, you know, running away from each other. Like,
yeah.
You gotta act professional for sure.
Uh-huh. And I do think you were allowed to talk to them after work, but, like, mm-hmm. thankfully my shifts end, like, really late.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't think I have to be dedicated to it. I hope not. I mean, I have some friends who's like, who knows who their target is, but it's because, like, that person, like, straight up told my friend, like, hey, you're my target.
Oh, man.
Watch out.
Like, maybe friendships might be broken. We gotta make sure we're...
Yeah. I think shifting back, like, the conversation, you know, back to, like, sort of present day, like, what does typical day in your life look like? Either, like, a school day or, like, a weekend, and how does it differ?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... life right now is actually pretty calm because I don't do a ton because of my injury. Beforehand, you know, my week, I was like, I guess I would describe myself as like a weekend warrior. Like, it's a stupid adult saying, but like every morning, Saturday, Sunday, whatever, I would get up and like try to get out and do something like basketball with my friends. Sundays in the spring, I have lacrosse every day, every Sunday, because I play in like a men's league. But right now, I don't do any of that. So, because, you know, my injury. So, right now, it's actually pretty calm. I wake up. I watch a ton of sports on my iPad, because I get, like, access to all basketball games, all football games. Like, I can watch them on, like, on recorded, I guess, or on demand. So, that's, like, what I've been doing a lot of, watching lacrosse film, getting ready for season. But... other than that, like, I live in Encinitas, so my wife and I go down to downtown Encinitas a ton, Moonlight Beach. Mm-hmm. We just sit and watch and, like, hang out. She gets coffee or whatever, and then we eat lunch. It's pretty calm. And then we go out for dinners or whatever, but, it's not much is going on right now. My school day is pretty busy. I mean, we're heading into spring where, like, I'll be here literally from, like, 7:30 to kind of 7:30 almost, like, getting here, you know, and then teaching, and then we go practice from 4:30 to 6:30, so maybe, you know, 7 or so I'll leave, but that's pretty much it in the spring. So it's not, I don't know, I don't live like a total crazy life or anything, but that's pretty much it.
Do you have a go-to workout fit?
Well, it's funny, we were talking about this yesterday with some of my players, because they were wondering what our gear is going to look like this year, and they wanted Adrenaline, which is a lacrosse company. But my men's team, the team that I play with on Sundays, we actually are like sponsored by Vuori. So we have like Vuori.
Damn.
I'm not wearing any of it right now, but like, we like, it's pretty crazy. So I just pretty much wear like my San Diego Lacrosse Club, like Vuori stuff. So it's pretty nice. Like, my wife's pretty jealous, but, yeah. So we get some like discounted Vuori stuff, which is pretty sweet.
Wait,
how'd you
clutch?
How did that
I don't know, but the guy who runs our team, Josh Nelson, I don't know, he just got hooked up with them, and I guess since we buy in bulk, you know, they do like team orders. I don't know, I don't really deal with it, but
that's really crazy.
So maybe you'll see the lacrosse guys walking around with Vuori. <you know? laughs>
We need that energy for our advertising.
Yeah, we do.
Because we're looking, we just picked new advertising managers for this semester's newspaper, and so we're, you know, we're looking forward to, or like, we at least we want a lot more like advertisement deals for our newspaper, because that's how this is all funded, actually.
Oh wow.
So yeah, do you have any tips?
I mean, the Vuori brand is cool because it's an Encinitas local brand. I think that's why, like, maybe they like to do deals with local high schools, local teams. So I don't know exactly how he got connected with them, but that's, you know, I think maybe they would be more inclined to work with. So I would look at local companies, because they're more likely to work with local, you know, support local initiatives, I guess.
I guess we know how to approach our next season with new advertisement managers.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Whenever I go to the Highlands, sometimes I see like posters for like conservatory events. It's like the same feeling as like seeing like someone you know just like out in public. Have you ever seen a student in public?
Yeah.
Any fun stories?
Fun stories? I mean, I love seeing kids in public. Since we live in Encinitas and my wife teaches in Encinitas, she's always super worried about seeing parents and kids. Her kids are elementary age, so they're a little less, it's harder to hold a conversation with them, so you end up talking to the parents more less fun. Whenever we're in Del Mar or Carmel Valley, I kind of look out for it because I like seeing students, past students, current students, I don't really care. Like this past fall, winter break, I saw two alumni, one at, Irvine, I think, and one at, Oregon. And it's just fun to catch up with them and see them and catch up. But fun stories, nothing comes to mind right now, but, no, I always say hi and always look, catching up and see what they're up to. So if you see me, don't be afraid, I guess.
You should visit Handel's over the weekend.
That's where I saw Bella. So you work at Handel's?
I do work at Handel's.
Okay.
I got the shift off this Sunday because it's raining.
Okay.
Sorry.
I work at, the place I work at, it's the Bonchon.
Yeah, Bonchon. Yeah.
Cool. I don't know if you've ever been there.
Yeah.
I have to work tonight, actually.
I did go by Bongiorno's because two of my players worked there, and they told me, one of them, it was their first shift. So he's like, come on by. So I came by. They gave me an extra garlic knot. So that was pretty sweet. Mm. It's fun to see kids out in public and when they're working or whatnot. But Bella, I don't know if you know Bella from last year. She graduated. Mm. She was a conservatory dance. She was in line at Handel's. I was actually getting a batch in box, but that's where I saw her.
One time I saw Mr. Thornton at, Handel's. Yeah. I still remember his order, but it was, super unnerving. So I was like, oh.
I think an assistant principal would be a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
I would hope, I'd hope as a teacher, you're less, because we're facing, we see each other every day. So it's, hopefully we're more peers than any, at that point. Mm-hmm. But, I would be nervous about assistant principal. I think I would even get nervous if I was out in public and I saw Mr. Killeen or Mr. Thornton.
I think, when I'm working, in my 4 years at CCA, I've never encountered, a teacher in public ever.
Really?
Yeah, I've encountered a lot of, people, though, at places, because I've worked in two, different places over high school, and I've encountered, a lot of students. Mm-hmm. But, most of the people I encounter at work, because, most of my friends, if they're going to visit me, they don't just, come incidentally, usually. They usually ask me, hey, are you working? And then I'm like, yeah, and then they, will pull up. But, it's the most awkward when I see people who, I know, but, I don't know enough to be, to, actually, hold a conversation with. Mm-hmm. So I just have to, be, the customer service sort of hostess sort of, persona. And then I see them at school the next day, and it's like, oh, you ordered wings.
Yeah.
I actually feel that. But, actually, I give them discounts, because, low-key, it's just, nice to pass it on, mm-hmm. just, get to know them.
I have
just,
to, like start. Oh, yeah, if cool. I want to give someone discounts, I have to, get it, sort of approved. It's not, I don't have to, some people, or, some workplaces make people, sign a form or something. I don't have to do that. I just have to ask my assistant manager. But, it's, if it's busy, I can't really do that. Mm. It also just depends who I work with, because, if I'm working with, the actual manager, then I'm not allowed to just, give out discounts. Mm-hmm. But,
My friends pull up to get it for free, and sometimes they just come by because they also work in the same place, in the Highlands, and we're just so do you want to leave work early so we can just ditch and go to the beach?
Yeah,
but it's not busy anymore, so I can do that now. Yeah, but it's pretty fun, just to have that moment after just a long day at work.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh yeah, the past weekend was NFL mm-hmm. divisionals.
Or yeah, 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 right? Yeah.
It was playing on the TV where I work, and then a bunch of guys would come in, and they would just, they just came in to, watch the TV. Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. I don't really pay attention to, watching football or, how people react to football or whatever, but, I got to see it, in real time. So yeah. that was pretty cool. Did you watch it?
Yeah, yeah. I watch, again, a ton of sports. I was rooting for the Ravens this weekend, but they lost by two at the very end, so that was kind of sad, but... I'll watch this weekend still, and hope the Chiefs lose, because they're done. They've won enough. We're good. We should move on. See different teams win. But also, Mr. Zerwick's a big fan, and so we got a little not a bet going, but just talking a little trash. We did have a bet when the Ravens played the Chiefs in the very beginning of the season, and I lost, so I owe him a breakfast burrito. But that's it. Yeah, but I'll watch. Yeah, I'll definitely watch. And You know, and my brother's birthday is like right around the Super Bowl, so we do like a Super Bowl party for him.
Oh, that's cool.
That's fun. Yeah. That's fine. So, but my whole family's like big into sports, so just a good thing to, you know, do together and hang out and talk and stuff like that.
My family's not very much into sports, but I know a lot of people like were rooting for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So the Eagles are still in. They're playing this weekend at home against the Commanders. They're heavy favorites, so they're probably going to go to the Super Bowl. And then who knows? It's just one game, so anything could happen. So it's exciting.
Yeah, I know, like, the entire kitchen was, like, cheering.
Okay.
Like cheering really loudly when the Eagles won. it was cool to watch.
It was a close game, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know what was happening on the TV, but like, it was cool. Yeah.
Someone, like, pulled it out on the phone, like, in the back, and we were just, like, watching.
Yeah, it's fun. It brings people together, but... Yeah, there's not as much of like a sports, you know, sports culture here. Like, my first semester went during fantasy football. Like every Monday, like people would always be talking about it. Sanjay, is he a senior? I can't remember if he's a senior or junior. But anyway, they're always talking about their fantasy football like teams and stuff like that. It's just like a talking point. It's like any pop culture, you know. Mm-hmm. But it since it's happening all the time, like there's always new stuff to talk about.
Speaking of pop culture, what sort of music do you like to listen to?
Yeah, so I actually don't listen to a ton of music. Like on my rides home, you know, to and from school or whenever I'm driving, I actually just listen to a ton of sports podcasts because I used to like watch SportsCenter like all the time and get the news that way. But now I'm not like sit and watch TV as much. So I'll listen to sports podcasts and just listen to like what they thought of the past week's games. So that's pretty much what I listen to. But, you know, while I'm working out, I usually listen to music. That's like, let's see, last weekend it was like Chance the Rapper. Eminem is like kind of what I grew up on. But right now I was actually obsessed with like, it's actually an older song. It's like this year, but not new. Anyone for you or anybody for you. I can't remember. It's George Ezra. It's the same guy that does like green grass or whatever. I don't know. That's like sometimes I'll listen to a song and I'll just listen to it on repeat. Anyone for You by George Ezra. Mm. So I'll just like put it on loop sometimes and just listen to the same song over and over again if I'm in the mood to listen to music. But normally I'm just listening to podcasts and stuff.
Yeah, usually I like replay like a song like 10 times.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I like it, I won't get tired.
That's the same, yeah, yeah. For sure.
You can do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually the opposite. I'm like a song shuffler. Mm-hmm. Actually, also I've been listening to a lot of music lately just because my headphones are like dead. Uh-oh. And I've been too lazy to like charge them. So that's like completely my bad. But yeah. When I like do listen to music, I have a big playlist. Mm-hmm. I think it's like total like 4 or 5 hours.
Dang.
Yeah, but I've listened to it like I listened to the whole thing a couple times.
Yeah, well.
But like I just shuffle it and then I just listen to whatever comes on because like all the songs I like mostly all the same. If there's a song that I wanted to listen to in particular, but like I kind of scroll in the queue and it's like a bit later, then I'm like oh like a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like sometimes I shuffle it and if there's like a song that hits that day, I just like listen to it over again.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know, my mood changes like every single day or like every single hour, so like I need a different mood, but like low-key, I don't know.
I mean, sometimes, yeah, in class I listen to like I'll put on like John Mayer, like just Jack Johnson, like that's a different mood than like Chance the Rapper or like Eminem. Like it's just so you kind of have to have that variety.
Yeah. Playlist shuffling is like kind of funny though, because like sometimes it's like, because like also like my playlist has like a lot of different like genres, so like it'll go from like, so it'll literally go from like bubblegum K-pop to like Tyler the Creator.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it's like whoa.
No, it literally, mine goes from like 75% of it's just like sad music, and I just like hear like just like random rap in the middle of it. I'm just what the heck is going on?
Yeah,
big variety.
What's a hot take you have? It could be like random or related to pop culture.
Oh man, I don't like, nothing comes to mind. It's so funny because so many of like hot takes are like sports related. But like I just discussed them with my brother and then that's it. Like I don't know. so stupid because like the latest one is so like niche sports that it's like not really that interesting. But well, I guess okay, this is not like a hot take, but it's something that is very important right now to me mm-hmm. and to my like. It's funny, like my Twitter X, whatever you want to call it, is very different than my wife's. So like my Twitter has been like totally like on this topic lately. And I'll just say it now so that like anybody that reads this or listens, like maybe it impacts them. But like there's been a way bigger push recently to play, and again, this is very niche, but like to play multiple sports. As a coach, obviously I coach a spring sport. So like kids will get, you know, kids will play soccer, kids will play basketball. In other schools, kids will play football. And then they'll get out of that sport, specifically soccer and basketball. They'll get out of that season in the winter season, and they'll be like, oh, now I'm going to go play club for that same sport. And again, this is totally niche, and I'm kind of going off the rails. But there's been a ton more research and a ton more advocacy for playing multiple sports. And that playing multiple sports will actually improve your ability to play all sports and not just the one. And so a perfect example is a guy named Pat Spencer. And again, I'm going like super niche, but Pat Spencer was a Division I lacrosse player at Loyola. He won the Tourathon, which is like the Heisman Trophy for lacrosse. So he's like the best lacrosse player in college lacrosse. After he graduated from 4 years at Loyola, he actually went and played basketball at Northwestern. And now he's a professional basketball player for the Warriors, Golden State Warriors. So like that's a guy who didn't play competitive basketball in like an organized fashion for 4 years at least because he was just playing Division I lacrosse. But that those lacrosse skills are so transferable to the basketball court that he can pick up basketball again, and then now he's a professional basketball player. Like there are guys that play 4 years of competitive D1 basketball and don't even get to play professional basketball. And that's one example, but like there are tons of them that like I just really want to push kids, especially high school kids, to like not just get so narrow-sided, to just play like, oh, I have to play this club, that club. Okay, then it's my school season, club, school season. It's like play multiple sports and you'll be better at all of them. So
I feel like I definitely experienced that because I swam competitively for 10 years and then played tennis for six years. I feel like they're so different, but like I feel like they kind of helped each other in terms of like my endurance and kind of like strength, but it's just like keeping active at the same time. I just like I also had a lot of other friends do it at the same time, and it was just like fun to have them together but also just like suffer together, but like but also it's just like being able to progress and just like
I think this is applicable for like almost anything too, because I think it's like even for art, like it's like there's a reason why people practice like a lot of other mediums, because like everything everyone starts with just like regular like pencil and paper and like there's like and like you learn about shading techniques, but like the shading techniques can then be applied to like charcoal, and then the charcoal like techniques can be applied to like paint, and then paint can be like, and then once you get into color media, you can basically do anything. Like there's different techniques for each thing. Like watercolor is different from like acrylic or oil, obviously. But it's like if you know how to do, I guess like all those things, like just a little bit, then it still counts for a lot in the long run. Cause like I actually like didn't really know how to use like gouache or watercolor at all until like this summer, cause I just didn't really touch it. But because I know how to use acrylic, I could sort of apply that like skill to watercolor when I was doing a watercolor piece, like a big watercolor piece for the first time, and like it wasn't as bad as I thought, and now I can say I have that skill. So I think with anything, sort of kind of like applying yourself in different ways is really important to like be like just like a stronger person in that, you know, in that field or in that skill.
Yeah, diversifying it will allow you, even, you know, later on if you want to focus on something, but you're bringing tons of skills from different professions or different
and like
skills.
My art teacher said that like, because she's like basically she's done like college art, like college art portfolios for like a really really long time, like almost 10 years, and she said that like some kids, like some of her students, they will make like an art portfolio and then they'll end up like changing their major or like not even like pursuing art, but because they have that sort of like background in art and like background in like being creative, they're able to flourish in whatever else they do, because like they have like that sort of like skill of like being able to see and being able to see creatively, having that sort of like vision. And so I think, yeah, so I think having a variety of skills and like anything is really important.
And just because he came to mind, I just want to give a shout out to one specific player, Max Gibbons. Do you guys know Max?
Yeah.
So Max played competitive in high school soccer for 3 years here, and now he's just getting into lacrosse as a senior. He has picked up the skills and the IQ so fast because he sees the game like a soccer player, but he can apply those skills to lacrosse. So anyway, I just thought I'd shout him out.
Yeah, he's also running a senior out, I think.
Like, yeah, he's ASB, big, yeah, so.
Hey, cool. Shout out. I think that was our first, like, name shout out ever on this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, there's others. Obviously, like, Bobby Murphy plays basketball and lacrosse. Haven Fryer is a new guy who will be playing basketball and lacrosse for us. There's you know, Alex Gutierrez is a sophomore who does both. So I'm just kind of naming all of them now. But Max just started playing lacrosse, like, literally this year, like, a couple months ago. And he picked up the game faster than I've ever seen just because, again, of those other sports. It's mainly soccer.
All right, and to thank you for the shout outs. Yay.
Yeah.
And to sort of wrap up this podcast, what movie do you think is the best of all time?
Oh, man. I have like two kind of like one stupid answer and one, you know, quote unquote normal answer. Whenever I like need a feel good movie or like a brainless movie, I love Surf's Up. I like grew up, you know, I grew up surfing. I don't surf as much anymore, but like, you know, it's a stupid movie about penguins or whatever, but it's one of my favorite movies. And then for comedies, or like, I don't know if it's comedy or action, but it's mostly comedy, is The Other Guys. The Other Guys is a movie with Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell. It's hilarious, and it's like one of those movies that I see on TV as I'm just scrolling. I'll just leave it on. I'll put it on, like, no matter where it is in the movie. It's just always good. So those are my two.
It's okay. I thought when you said, like, silly movie, I thought you were going to say, like, the Shrek movie or something.
No, but my...
Cats.
I also love... I made fun of myself, but the Lego movie. And then, like, a couple of students... Because I love Lego Batman and the scene where he, like... Alfred like wants him to go be social, and then he just like goes like nope, and he doesn't want to be social. I don't know if you guys seen that.
Oh,
clip.
Yeah, I love it. He's just like picking up the chicken, and he's just like, and then like the movie, he's just like sitting in his like movie theater alone. Like,
it's,
I relate so much.
It's
to
so
it.
Funny. I, that's just like a stupid funny movie, but I mentioned it years ago, and actually some students got me a Lego Batman. I don't know. That's just one of the other stupid movies that I like, but.
It's a fun movie. That's so valid.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for allowing us to have you on this podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
Anybody still on the